All right, so we're continuing on Samach Ches on the base in Avodah Zarah. Ach brod nafal l'chavisa de shechra. Go ahead. Who wants to read it? Okay, so a mouse fell into a barrel of beer, and a certain mouse fell into a barrel of beer, and Rav said that the whole thing is usher. The whole thing is usher. Okay, so first of all, just a practical question is, how could it possibly create isser if it's just cold, right? We say that in order for there to be tam, normally the case is that it's there's some heat, right? Kli rishon, kli sheni. So Tosus explains, right? Right, so in general we say if two things are cold and they come into contact with each other, you just wash them off. Basically, I mean, cheese touches meat, so you just wash it off, right? I know sometimes in the kosher supermarkets they don't want to pack the meat and the dairy products in the same shopping bag, but... But it's perfectly acceptable. So that's his question. It's tzonin b'tzonin. Yeah, and we're not talking about a case. You see also, you know, the plain pshat is what? That it's not like the mouse was nimcha, right? The mouse fell in and they pulled it out. So we're dealing with tam, basically. Basically, we're dealing with tam. And if it's tzonin b'tzonin, what's the issue? Go ahead. Okay, so that's the answer. It must be that it was there for a day or two, and that's called kovash, right? Which basically means like pickled. So kovash, that's a klal. Kovash is kemavushal. It's interesting, Tosis doesn't seem sure how long it takes, right? The rush goes into that. It's not clear how long it takes. How long it takes for kovash to work?
Meaning
a day or two.
If it just fell in for like a split second and you pulled it right out,
it'd be nothing to worry about at all. Uh-huh. Right? We hold a day. We hold 24 hours. That's how we hold.
By kovash in general.
By kovash in general. Right. No. So the mouse would become kovash, and then when it's kovash. So we're saying that, no, as we're saying like this, basically the idea is that when that there's a certain interaction between the liquid and the heter and the iser, right? And when you have heat, so that accelerates that interaction, and there's an exchange of tam, right? The beer goes in and comes out, the juices leave the mouse. There's an ear of tam by Bishel. But just by sitting and soaking, there's also an ear of tam. And how long does that take? It takes about a day. That's what we hold, a day. For most substances. I mean, if it's a very sharp substance, like a salty brine, right, then it's quicker. But that's maliach. That's different. But just plain kovash is 24 hours. So this was a psak of Rav. Right. This was known that this was the psak of Rav, that the mouse that fell into the beer is also. So the Rabbanan came to Rav Sheshes, and they're asking Rav Sheshes, what is the reasoning of Rav? Why did Rav asa this beer? Right. So they said to him, does it mean that Rav doesn't hold from Nosin Tam Lefgam, that Nosin Tam Lefgam is mutter? Right. Does it mean that Rav's Shita is Nosing Tam Lefgam is Aser? Correct? And we had that was the Machlokas Tanoim, right? Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Is it Rabbi Yehuda? Or Rabbi Meir, right? So we concluded that Nosing Tam Lefgam is Mutter. That's our Psak. But maybe Rav didn't hold that way. Maybe that's why he said it's Aser. Yeah. How'd they know it's, the assumption is it's Nosin Tam Lefgam, right? The assumption is that the mouse in the beer is not a desired flavor.
Fair assumption.
It's a fair assumption. Okay. So that's the assumption. It's nosen talmid chacham. So why should it be usher? Maybe Rav holds nosen talmid chacham is usher. Go ahead.
Nami usher.
Okay. So Rav Shesha said, no. He says, really, really, Rav holds like we do. That nosen talmid chacham is mutter. Aye, so why is this case usher? So he has an interesting reason. He says like this. It's a chiddush here. What's a chiddush? What's a chiddush? Rashi. Hocha gabi sheretz haynu taima de aser bifgam deha iser sheretz chiddushu. The whole iser of a sheretz is a chiddush. The fact that a sheretz is aser is a chiddush. Okay, well, what do you mean the fact that a sheretz is aser is a chiddush? Everything that's aser in Torah is a chiddush. If that's the Torah, you wouldn't know it, right? Good. What does it mean it's a chiddush? Right, so it's mimas mois. What does that mean? What does it mean mimas mois u bedili inshimine?
Totally disgusting, and where you never eat it, you never consider eating it.
Right, it's disgusting, and people separate from it. People are not. People naturally. Distance themselves from it. Yeah. What does that mean, though, really? What do you think that means? It means psychologically? It means... it's interesting. We'll have to see, right? Because later on, it gets... later on, the Gemara says that some mice are delicious.
Do you think that you're wrong like that? Like you said, there are these disgusting things that will stay away from.
Right. That was Baal Teshach, too.
Yeah, Baal Teshach.
Right.
How many people are eating those delicious
mice? Kings. So it means that people are naturally, it's disgusting. It's something that's disgusting. And people are naturally averse to it. So, Rashi. Amazing Rashi. It's an amazing Rashi. Right? This is an astounding Rashi. He says, what's the chiddush over here? That even without the isser, people stay away from it. Right? People stay away from eating mice naturally. There's no reason, and that's why he says, there's no reason to aser it. Why would the Torah have to come along and aser something? What's the reason to give for an iser? So people don't do it. What if people are already not doing it? What do you need to give an iser for? Right? That's basically what Rashi's saying. He's saying since it's like an unnecessary iser. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that it's superfluous.
When we say people,
Shema Mina, Afilu Nos Nelam. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, and what's the Shema Mina? So just because it's something that didn't need to be legislated, you don't need the halacha to keep people from it. Shema Mina what?
Must be that there's another reason why the Torah is here.
And that would include even Lufgam?
Coming to teach Lufgam.
Coming to teach even Lufgam.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if it just wanted to aser what people, if it was just asering it in the sense of what? Of people eating it, doesn't need to do it. In the way that people normally eat it, it doesn't need to have an aser. In other words, okay. Let's hear it again. Go ahead.
Usher.
Right, but even the time of a sheretz is usher. Okay, yeah, guys. So that's his argument. I'll have to come back. We'll come back to Rashi in a minute. But that's his argument, that since the whole thing is a chiddush anyway, the whole thing is a chiddush, because really people stay away from it naturally. The Torah, nonetheless, said it's usher. So therefore, it's nosen talmid chacham is also usher. It's nosen talmid chacham is also usher. Okay, nobody likes this Rashi. The Tosfos, the Ran, all the Rishonim. No one's happy with this Rashi. The Tosfos is basically the same as the Ran. I just thought it'd be easier to read it through the Ran. Let's take a look at the Ran. The Ran's critique on Rashi here. Okay, so he says like this. He says, quotes the Rashi. And he says, "Ve'eno nira." right? Ain't no nira. Dinei demosu bedili in shimine. Afal pikein hutzrach lesser oso belav. Yeah, so what's his first question? This is sort of like you were saying, John, I think. What's his first question? The Rashi is saying it's unnecessary. It's an unnecessary isser. Because people stay away from it. Tosus is a little different. I mean, Tosus says a little bit extra word. He says, Mikomakom lohove yadinan da ochle belav. We wouldn't know that someone who eats it is over a lav.
You can't say that over Ben Lachadish?
Right. In other words, Rashi is saying that if you want the just to keep people away from eating it, it's not necessary to say it's usur. Yeah, but if you want it to be one of the mitzvot, one of the isurim in the Torah, it's necessary. It means it's true that according to Rashi, maybe people won't eat it. Right? But that's not the only thing the Torah is trying to accomplish. The Torah wants it to be usur belav. Wants the one who does eat it to be over belav. That's what the Torah is trying to accomplish. That there's a positive idea of an ochel sheretz is usur belav. It's not just a pragmatic idea of trying to stop people from eating something. It actually wants it to be part of the guf haTorah. It's not going to be part of, no, it's not like this. In terms of the behavior of Rov B'nai Adam, it's true. It probably will not be the behavior of Rov B'nai Adam, even if it's not an Isser in the Torah. But it won't be part of the body of Torah. So how could you say it's not necessary to make it Usser? Of course it's necessary. If you didn't make it Usser, it wouldn't be one of the Isser in the Torah. It's just like a crazy kind of an idea that Rashi's saying. It's like he's only saying practically, like all the Torah is concerned about is pragmatics. What about the fact that there's Tariag Mitzvos and there's a system and we can learn it and we can see what it says and there's an idea of Ochel Sheretz. Just practically stay away from it. I mean, that's all that it is. Right? Yeah. And he's saying... That's what Tosus means. You would have practically stayed away from it. But just because practically you stay away from something doesn't make it an Isser in the Torah. Doesn't make it part of what the Torah holds. Right? So that's what mitzvahs are. Mitzvahs are positing entities of Torah. So without the Isser, it wouldn't have been an entity of Torah. It's true, people might not have done it. But isn't there more to Torah than just, modifying people's behavior? Isn't there also a goof of Torah? Right? That's his first problem. What's his second problem? Go ahead. Oh, and the second problem is he's the Ode, Shel Devarav, and these are somewhat it's cut from the same cloth, these two questions. Because he says, and also according to Rashi, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that it is Usser. The Chiddush is that the Torah decided to make it Usser anyway, even though there was no reason for it, it would seem. But he says, that's not the regular Chiddush. That's not what we normally refer to when we say that something is a Chiddush. Right? When we say something is a Chiddush in general, it means to say that is an Isser Mechlal Heter, or Heter Mechlal Isser. Meaning to say, normally Chiddush means that we have a system of Halacha in place, and something goes against that system of Halacha. Something is internally contradictory with part of the system. Like the Gemara says that can you learn Tam Ki'ikr from Giuli over the Kechavim? Right, that's the Gemara Mstachim. I think we probably touched upon it at one point over here. Right, and it was, how do you know Tam Ki'ikr? How do you know that the Tam of something is usher like the thing itself? Okay, so one of the Tanayim says, I learn it from the fact that you can't, that Torah says you have to kasher Kalim. Because Kalim is only Tam. So if the Torah tells me to kasher Kalim, so it must be that Tam is Ki'ikr in general, right? So the other Tana says, no, you can't learn from that case, because the tam in a pot is always a little bit pogum. And no sin tam lefgam is normally mutter. So if the Torah says in this case it's usser, that's a chiddush. Meaning to say, we already have in place an idea of no sin tam lefgam being mutter. And the kedera, even bas yuma, according to that shita, is always a little bit pogum, right? We went through that case. And still the Torah says it's usser. So that means it's a separate chiddush by pots. But you can't learn a general rule from here. Right? Because that's a chiddush. It's a real chiddush. I mean, say, it's contrary to what we know from other parts of Torah. Right? It's a different, like the Gemara says, basar b'chalav is a chiddush. Because if it's just an isser, we already know in general that there's an isser of mixing things together. Like kilayim, you can have an isser of mixing things together. But by basar b'chalav, it's different. Even if you mix it together, it's not usser. It's dafka usser through bishul. So that's a chiddush, that's a new idea in terms of creating isser that we don't have from before. It goes against the normal ways of creating isser. Normally you just have to mix things. Now you have to mix and cook, that's a whole different idea. That I wouldn't have known. I would have thought, if you would have just told me, you can't have basar b'chalav together, so normally it would mean, even if I soaked basar and chalav for a day, it should be usser. Because am I eating basar and chalav? Yeah, it's mixed together. So there's a chiddush that it's mutter. It's because it's dafka derech bishul. But that means to say that there is some sort of a system in place, and this is like an exception. But before the Torah said there's an isser of sheretz, there's no isser of sheretz. It's not against anything else. It's just not there. That's like I say, you can say every isser is a chiddush, because before the Torah tells you that it's usser, it's not usser. So you say every isser is a chiddush? That's not what we normally mean by it's a chiddush. Chiddush means it's against something we know. Not that it's just filling in, adding something we didn't have before. So just to say that that without the Isser, just to say that it's a Chiddush, because without it, because it wasn't necessary to have, that's not what we mean by chiddush. Normally when the Gemara says something is a chiddush, it means it's actually against something that we know. Okay? So they reject Rashi. They reject Rashi for two reasons, right? One is because you do really need it. And the other one is that even if you would accept Rashi's idea, it still isn't a chiddush. That's just... it's just the Isser itself. Okay, so how do they learn? Yeah, Ella, Hachi Pirusha. Kevan de mimas mo'is ubedili inshi havale kenevela srucha meikara de shari lekuliyama kedisa begemara. That's the chiddush. That's what does it mean? It's mimas mo'is. It's very interesting. They say it's like a nevela srucha. Right, that was what we were doing last time before the break. That everybody agrees, even if you hold no sin tam lefgam is usser. Right, but everybody agrees that if when the animal dies, right, let's say you had a living cow, but it was a mukas shchin, right, that was the case we had, meaning it's like it's covered in boils, it's very disgusting. So then, if it dies and it becomes a nevela. And the moment it becomes, and the moment it dies, it's already in a state of srucha, of being disgusting. And then everybody agrees the isser is not chal on it, right? Nevela srucha is no shame nevela on nevela srucha, because it's disgusting. It's not a food. It's not something that is considered a food. So they're saying like this. They're saying, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that the sheretz is like something that's intrinsically srucha. It's like something that's intrinsically srucha. So it really is keneged a general, it's keneged a klal that we have in the Torah. That there's no isser achila. Isser achila is not chal on something that is srucha, something that's naturally on its own mufka from the shame of ochel, something that is not that's removed from the realm of achila because of its character of mos. So to make it usur itself, for the iser achila to be chal on a nevela, is like a on a sheretz, is like a paradox. You understand? If I would tell you, based on everything we know from the other halachos in the Torah, an iser on a sheretz shouldn't be admissible. It shouldn't be able to occur. Why? Because something just trip.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah, so that's how they're learning. That itself is a paradox. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be able to be. Right? Because it's like an iser being chal, it's like an iser achila being chal on something that is srucha. Just like the iser nevela is not chal on an animal that's srucha meikara, so too the iser sheretz shouldn't be able to be chal on something that's naturally, it wouldn't, according to the laws that we have in place, it's not something that that's possible. So when the Torah says it is usur, that's a whole new form of an iser. In other words, it's not, let's put it this way, chiddush means it's not just simultaneous. So the chiddush means that it's a new form of iser. You can't say it's just running on the regular laws that we have in place. Because according to the regular system that we have in place, it can't be. So it's like a new form of iser. Just like the Gemara says, Basar B'cholov is like a new form of iser. It's an iser of Derech Bishol. You can't learn from Basar B'cholov general rules to Shari Surim. Because it's not part of the general rules of Shari Surim. It's its own system. It's its own independent law. Right? That's what we mean, Chiddush. Chiddush means it's its own thing. Every time you add a new halacha, we don't call that a Chiddush. As long as it's still operating in line with the general premises of the other Isurim. That's not called a Chiddush. It's called another particular in a system of, in a set of halachos. But Chiddush means it's in its own set. Can't just categorize it under all the other sets. So then we have no right to extrapolate any ideas from the general halachos. We can't say, well, in general, machos are usher or mutter when it's a nosi in time of God. That's what Sheish says din, according to the way they're learning, right? That, as to finish it off?
What's the chiddush that he's saying?
The chiddush is that it is an isser. The fact that it can be an isser is a chiddush. Hold on. So he says, afilu hachi asir achmana, hilkach kevin shechidsha bo Torah isser, af taimo asir, af al pishu pogim. Yeah. Af al pishu pogim. Let's understand that carefully. Let's understand the difference between what Rashi is saying and what the other Rishonim is saying. Let's be careful about this. In other words, what he's saying that you can't know. We have a general heter of nosin tamufkan. Our case is not a question of eating the achbar. Everybody knows you can't eat the sherets. That's not what Rav was saying. But Rav was saying that even though, in general, when an iser is a nosin tam lefgam to a heter, in general we say that that's mutter, right? Over here we don't say that. Why? Because we don't apply the general rules of nosin tam lefgam to a chiddush. It's not really because the iser is a srucha meyikara. That's not really the reason. See, that's a little bit the difference between Rashi and the Ran. If you look at it carefully, what's the difference between Rashi and the Ran? Let's see if we can... Eat for the iser. In other words, the difference between Rashi and the Ran or the Tosos and the way that they're expressing it is what Rashi sounds like he's talking in terms of a reason to make the iser. right? I mean, just from his lashon, he sounds like he's expressing the chiddush on the necessity of creating the iser, right? Whereas the Ran is talking about the plausibility of the iser itself, right? The form of the iser itself is a chiddush. Rashi's saying the need to have the iser. There's no need to have the iser, so it's like an extra thing. There's something extra here. Whereas the Ran sounds like he's learning the chiddush is in terms of the very form of the iser is against the norm. Whereas Rashi's saying he's not focusing on the fact that the iser is against the norm in its form, but that there was no reason for it in the first place. That's what they don't like about Rashi. They don't like why Rashi. Why is Rashi going into the reasons and the reasons and the causes for making the mitzvah in the first place? When we talk about chiddush, we're normally speaking in terms of the form of the iser. That the form of the iser violates the normal rules. Yeah. So what do you want to say for Rashi? In other words, Rashi's argument is like this. If the Torah is just intending to keep away people from things that they would normally eat, right? If that's the only part of mouse that Torah is interested in stopping people from eating, then it wouldn't need to do anything. Because
right.
People naturally stay away from eating mice, right? But yet there's an iser. So it must be that even what people wouldn't normally eat of mice, the Torah wants to aser. It's not that the Torah can't aser things that people don't normally eat, right? But if that's all it was trying to do, to keep people, if the mitzvah was only to keep people away from what they normally would eat, saying, look, don't practice your normal eating habits on this mouse. That's a nonsensical idea. Saying that as a mitzvah doesn't make sense. Now, as Rashi, I think, is trying to explain in terms of the form of the mitzvah, it doesn't make sense to say that there's an iser ma'acholos asuros. See, I don't think Rashi is really learning exactly the way they think he's learning. I think Rashi is learning in terms of the form of the iser. But he's saying like this. Ma'acholos asuros, in its normal form, is an idea of keeping people away from achila. Right? But since a mouse is not, in general, part of achila, that can't be the form by mouse. It has to be more by sheretz. It has to be an expanded, it must expand to even that which a person wouldn't normally eat of the mouse. You hear what I'm trying to say? One more time, one more try.
Whatever wouldn't.
What's that?
Okay,
let me put it to you in the positive sense. Okay? See, I think this is the svar in Rashi. That he's saying there's two forms of ma'acholos asuros. One form of ma'acholos asuros is where we have foods, right? Things that are generally considered food to people, right? And the Torah is limiting or excluding those things from that category, right? There's a category of food that contains, edibles. And then the Torah is saying, is excluding, with ma'acholos asuros, is excluding certain pieces of that, certain members of that class, right? Certain particulars in that class. Now he's saying the form of ma'acholos asuros, that idea of ma'acholos asuros just doesn't apply to sheretz. Because it's not there to be excluded, right? So it must be a different form of ma'acholos asuros, a new form of ma'acholos asuros. It must be a different form of ma'acholos asuros. And what is that form of ma'acholos asuros? Don't treat this like a food. But that applies to the sheretz itself. That applies dafka to things that you wouldn't normally eat. In other words, Rashi's trying to explain that the idea of that this is a different kind of a machal asuros. It's not excluded from the norm, but don't try to include it in the norm. Don't be machshavit an ochel. And that's going to be chal on even its elements that are lufgam, even the parts that are not normally roi l'achila. But he's trying to show you that you must interpret this isser in a different way. Of course, without the isser, you wouldn't know it's asr. But Rashi holds that the only way the isser sheretz can be chal is in the form of preventing you from trying to treat it like an ochel. Like I said with kafach, right? He says that's why it's called ma'achol sasurus. Because certain food, certain things in there are not really usher, but people are, the isser is to treat them like an ochel, to be ma'achil them, to make them into an ochel. That's what we call like achshave. You ever hear that? You ever hear the concept achshave? Achshave means that even something that's not roi l'achila, you're not allowed to eat, because eating it is like machshavit as an ochel. Eating it is like making it an ochel. That's the concept of achshavay. That's another question on a tainus. If he's saying it's not roi l'achila, is that still an isser of achshavay? Okay. But maybe that's the way Rashi's learning over there. So then, that would include, that would naturally include its nosin tam lufgam too, he's saying. You see, the way the Ran is structuring the idea is that the nosin tam lufgam heter doesn't apply to the achbar because it itself is an isser that stands on its own. And we can't apply any general heterim, like of nosin tam lufgam as a general heter, to the general category. We can't apply it to a unique case. But Rashi sounds like he's saying that's dafka part of the isser. To take a lufgam, to take something that's not an ochel and be machil. You know what I mean? It seems to me like from the Ran, it's more like, since it's a chiddush, therefore we can't use the heter that we have in general. Not that the isser is on the lufgam per se, but the fact that an isser is chal on a sheretz is already an unusual case, and now you want to apply a heter from the normal cases, that won't work. That won't work by an unusual case. Whereas Rashi sounds like he's learning it's dafka, the very structure of the isser is chal on the lufgam itself. You know what I mean? It's a little bit of a slight distinction between those two, logically.
Isn't that like saying the very isser is a fish itself then? It's saying the very isser covers both, right?
The very isser covers both. What does he say? That's what he sounds like. Shema mino, afilu nosin tam lufgam is asur. Since as an ochel it can't be included, so then it's really as a non-ochel it's included. Oh, so lufgam, the whole heter of lufgam, though, is because it's not an ochel. Yeah, but that would also, but the isser of turning a non-ochel into an ochel should also apply by lufgam.
So you're saying the chiddush is that the isser extends this far, like it's this broad.
That's right.
Oh, I see.
The isser is that it's really a different kind of an isser. The chiddush is that it's a different kind of an isser. It's an isser of bringing something into the realm of achila by your action, as opposed to an isser which excludes things that are achila from your action. You can't be a guy who turns a mouse into a food. That's a sick kind of an individual. That's not right. Like you were saying, that's like a Baal Teshaktsu kind of a thing. Right? That's what we get from Achilas Shkatzim, or from Achilas Shkatzim, they learn Baal Teshaktzu. Because to eat those things is really like trying to push past a natural aversion, which is wrong. That's the nature of the Isser. To be, So that's his argument. So that's Rav Sheshet's argument. It's not that Rav doesn't offer nosen tam lefgam. Of course he also nosen tam lefgam. But that's when the Isser is an exclusion from Achila. So then the lefgam is not part of Achila. So then the Isser naturally is not chal. But when the Isser is dafka, to include into Achila, to take the abnormal and try to make it like it's normal, then it's going to extend even to its lefgam. Right? I think that's his argument. What I'm not sure about in the Ran, though, is, I'm not sure what the Ran is. Is he saying it's like a two-stepper? Meaning to say that the Chiddush is the Isser on the Sheretz, and then you can't apply any heter of lefgam because that's a normal heter, but normal heterim don't apply to abnormal cases, right? Or is he also saying that it's that you get the lefgam intrinsically from the isser? See, I'm saying Rashi's saying you get the lefgam more intrinsically from the isser, and he's just saying this isser is taken out of the norm, so you can't apply any normal heterim. Nosen tam lefgam is a normal heter. Well, you can't apply a normal heter to an abnormal case.
Who says that?
That I think is the Ran. He doesn't say it specifically like Rashi that the Chiddush is per se, that the Chiddush is per se the Lefgam, is that all of its Lefgam is Asr. He says the Chiddush is that it is Asr, because that's unusual that it should be Asr. And then once it's Asr, Vafilo Hochi Asr Yachmana. Hilkach kevin shechidsha bo Torah iser. Once the Torah said there's a chiddush over here, af taimo aser af pishu pogim. Now you can't say, but by general isurim I have a halacha that anything that's aser, it's nosim tam lefgam is mutter. That's very nice if we're not talking about isurim that are intrinsically chidushim, but an iser that's intrinsically a chiddush, you can't just apply a general heter. The Ran doesn't say the chiddush is that the lefgam is usher, and therefore all of its, and therefore the nosen tam lefgam is also usher. He says it shouldn't have been an isser, and it is an isser. That's a chiddush. So now you can't simply apply halachos of tam that you know.
I thought he was saying that it's naturally.
It's naturally excluded from the heter of tam lefgam. But why right. Is it naturally excluded from heter of tam lefgam? That's the question I'm not certain about. Is it because it's a chiddush? Any form of chiddush would have had that would have happened. It's a chiddush because it shouldn't have been usher. Because since normally in machal sasuros they're only chal on things that are not srucha meyakara, we normally have an exception. We normally have an idea that srucha meyakara is no. It has no chalos of iser, so this is already chal in a way that breaks the rules, so to speak. So now you want to apply our normal bag of tricks to this case, but you can't apply the normal bag of tricks by a case that's not normal. Who's to say that the heter of the norm? Who's to say the heter of normal isurim applies to this iser? Not necessarily because there's something within the chiddush about lefgam, but just because chiddush itself excludes it from heterim. Yeah.
From